Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LeDuc. Tommy Stinson, founding member of the seminal Minneapolis-based rock group The Replacements and current bass player for Guns N' Roses and Soul Asylum, will headline a rock and roll benefit for Tools for Timkatek tomorrow night at Helsinki Hudson in Hudson, New York. The Tools for Timkatek benefit aims to raise $15,000 to provide every graduate from Timkatek, a trade school for abandoned and orphaned youth in Port-au-Prince, Haiti, with their own set of new tools to help rebuild their country in the wake of 2010's devastating earthquake. The Tools for Timkatek evening at Helsinki Hudson will include music from Tommy Stinson, Trapper Shep, Elvis Perkins, special surprise guests, and will also have a silent auction. Tommy Stinson's most recent album is his second solo effort, One Man Mutiny, released last August on his own Done to Death music label, distributed by Red Eye. The record was produced by Philip Broussard Jr., and Tommy is joined by his wife, Emily Jane Roberts, on vocals, and her uncle Chip Roberts on slide guitar. Last week, Tommy, Emily, and Chip came to the Linda to speak with me about the benefit at Helsinki and to play a few songs. Tommy Stinson, welcome to the Roundtable. Thank you so much for coming in.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Before we hear a song, do you want to tell us who you brought with you today?
I brought my lovely wife, Emily Roberts, Emily Jane Roberts, on the vocals, and Uncle Chip on the slide guitar over there. Uncle Sippy, as we refer to him as, lovingly.
And how has it been working with family?
It's like, you know, it's like everything you would think it would be.
It's very diplomatic.
It's a blast, and sometimes we, claw each other's eyes. But for the most part, we're pretty healthy at it, you know. We haven't killed each other yet.
Great. Hopefully that won't happen today. Oh, seems like a lot of paperwork.
Hell no. No, but actually, it's working out great. I had wanted to have female voices on my music for a while. My last record, I had a friend of mine, Joan Jones, sing some stuff, and I just thought, well, wouldn't it be cool, you know, if I got so lucky to have someone that I could fall in love with and also could sing, it'd be great. So I kind of lucky with that one. And like awesome. I said, she hasn't killed me yet.
What's the first song you're going to play for us?
Zero to Stupid. It's something we all relate to, where I come from and they come from as well. It's how we're all here together. It kind of goes like this, right, Sippy? Used to stay home on Fridays just to talk. Just one nightcap before the day is done. Used to wake up in the morning still in love. She used to love me. Now she hates me. Since she's been gone, I go from zero to stupid and just one. Just one drink. She said she used to love the way I played guitar. Didn't like to drink hard liquor or fast cars. Now she's going down to the bar to watch NASCAR. She's drinking gin now, from what I hear now. Since she's been gone, she goes from zero to stupid and just one. Just one. Just one. One drink. Hit a sippy. Now the latest fool done left the four pits. He's changing tides now for the champion as I sit. Trying to raise up from my mind and my soul. She used to love her. I used to miss her.
My life goes on, it just can't go from zero to stupid and just one. Just one. Just one. One drink.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. That is my favorite song from that album.
Thank you.
So I'm glad we could get that one out of the way.
Yeah, that's great.
Thank you. And there's some more to crap to get out of the way if you like.
I didn't say it was the only song I liked. This is my favorite.
Okay.
That is from One Man Mutiny, which was a solo record he released last year,
summer. In August, yes. Well, we're still releasing it.
Of course.
it's still being available.
Released.
Yeah, you know, we don't have a time period because I put it out myself, so it's... You know, we're just kind of releasing it every day, little by little.
And how was working on that one different for you from Village Gorilla Head?
You know, not really much different, except that I had, like I said, Emily and Chip here. Mm-hmm. The process of it, pretty much the same. Like, I would just kind of collect songs, and when I've got enough for a record, I think about putting it out and how I'm going to do it. And so, you know, I did a lot of touring with Guns N' Roses after the last one, so there was a lot of time lost, and well, not lost, but
spent.
Didn't really mean it like that, but we'll call it time lost, but not found or whatever. And so, not really the process that changed was that I finished the record in Chip's basement. Like, I got out here. I didn't have full record with songs yet. I think I had like 2/3 of it done when I got to, you know, Media PA, which is where we were the last 2 years before we moved up to Hudson, but. Finished it up in his basement, wrote a couple more songs. That one came from Uncle Albert's house. Wrote that in the kitchen while thinking about cooking beef cheeks, I guess it was. Something, some sort of pig innard or something was being conversed and cooked. That's how we roll.
How has your music writing style or approach changed over the course of your career?
It really hasn't. I guess that's not true. That's not true at all. I'm becoming more collaborative. I'm getting more into the idea of wanting to collaborate more. Like Chip, when I wrote, what, 2 or 3 of these songs of this record, Emily and I have done stuff, and you know, I've had to kind of coax her into doing some more of the singing so that, you know, it could be more inclusive, and it's just a great different sound to have, you know, a female voice, you know, do a duet with you, or even maybe take some solos and, you know, sing lead and stuff. So I'm kind of working that out, but the collaborative effort's probably about the only thing that's really changing for me is that I'm actually involving more people.
And while you're evolving that way, the music industry is changing.
Yeah, they're collaborating a lot less,
right.
I've come to find.
Are you okay with how things are going right now?
Yeah, I just want them to stay out of my way,
gotcha.
Basically. As long as they're out of my way, I can get things done.
What's
seems
the next?
To be working
Sorry.
So far.
What's the next song you're doing?
Got a song called Match Made in Hell for all you lovers out there. Kind of goes like this. You say I'm a bore and I say I'm just not bad, interested in, yeah. 'Cause we're great at wasting time. I say you could use to see the lights instead of standing right in front of them, yeah. 'Cause we're missing every sign. As a matter of fact, we're both equally inept. As a matter of fact, it's failure we expect. 'Cause we're a match made in hell. We're a match made in hell. You say love don't mean a thing, and I say you've never been in it, yeah. Couldn't wait to get it right.
can't cook, but you could fix the flats. Took a stab once at fixing us, yeah. Like a watchmaker with boxing gloves. Like a watchmaker with boxing gloves. As a matter of fact, we're both equally to blame. As a matter of fact, we're legally insane. Cause we're a match, match made in hell. We're a match, match made in hell. Be careful how you treat me tonight, cause I might get the urge to finally put up a fight. You ain't with a furry eyeball. I'm just fishing for a purpose, and yeah, wouldn't trade you for a squirrel. We're a match made in hell. We're a match made in hell. We're a match, match made in hell. We're a match, match made in hell.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you very much. Oh, yeah, yeah.
You're playing a show at Helsinki Hudson on the 10th.
The 10th of April, yes, indeed.
And it is a benefit for Tools for Timkotek. Tell us about that charity, how you found them, why you started working with them.
Yeah, I found this little school after the earthquake in Haiti. I wanted to do something, and I knew that I wasn't just going to send them money, because I'd done that with Katrina and was just saddened by what actually happened with all that money that went down there. I'm saddened about what happened, all the money that went to Haiti as well, but this is one little part that I know works, because I've gone down there with my manager Benny over there. We went down there to see this school, meet Father Simon, and we raised almost $50,000 for the school program 2 years ago, and we got the accounting back from Father Simon exactly what that money went and did, you know, for those kids and that. So we knew we had a direct line to what we were doing and where it was supposed to go, mm-hmm. which was important. And what we're doing now is it's a trade school for abandoned orphaned kids. Some are as young as 5 years old, just that have nothing, that have been taken off the streets and given a chance at an education and a life. You feed them and house them in some cases, and teach them a trade, whether it's a plumber, a mason, electrician, whatever. And what we're trying to do this with this list drive here is to try and raise enough money for 70 to 80 toolkits for the graduating class, so that they can effectively go out in their, you know, outside that school and start helping to rebuild, because the rest of the world's forgotten about them, and they just need all the help they can get. So that's what we're doing. That's what our goal is.
And what kind of work is it to put a benefit concert like this together at Helsinki?
Well, it's a lot, and I got some of that the prep time trimmed out from last tour I was on, got extended a little bit, but there's a lot of work to go into, because we're trying to have a silent auction with a lot of local artisans and that from Hudson to donate their wares, time, or services, whatever they wish to and feel comfortable with. There's just a lot of coordinating and getting people together. I wanted to try and we reached out to the Haitian community that was in Hudson that I didn't even know existed until the other day. I found a awesome woman, Carlene, that's just fantastic. Her and her husband, Izuke, are just awesome people. We got to meet with them and try and get them on board for the lot of support. And we're reaching out to the Albany community. I got some, friends up here trying to connect some dots with me up here as well, to try and, not make it anything, but I just want it to be Hudson, for Haiti kind
right.
of thing. I want to just, focus on, they just need all the help they can get, and we're trying to help.
Right, and it must be sort of tricky to balance an entertaining, fun night of music with
the reality and seriousness of the cause.
Oh, absolutely. And you know what? We went down there, met these kids, and they were so bright-eyed and hopeful and beautiful, and just they just, you know, they got to face the realities when they walk out that door every day, if they're going back to their homes or whatever. And that's harsh. It's harsh to try and put a show together and try and have fun around that, but you know, that's what we're going to do. We're going to be the rock band portion of the night. We've got a guy named Dan Wall playing banjo and singing. He's fantastic. We saw him last week. We got what else we got there?
Ben? Elvis
we got
Perkins.
Trapper Shep.
Elvis Perkins.
Yeah, and Elvis Perkins, of course, he's our neighbor, that one. So it should be a fun night. It's going to be a little bit of everything, and
I'm going to ask you one more question, then we'll play one more song,
please.
And then we'll be just about done.
Ask away.
The question, which is jumping topics to something less serious than the benefit at hand. Mm-hmm. In the last week, I have heard two covers of replacement songs. What do you think, if anything, when people cover your music?
Well, one, where's my money? Two is it in the mail? No, I'm kidding. You know what? It's you know, it's an honor. It's like, I think I'm proud of what we did. We left a mark, albeit, you know, 30 years ago, that people still talk about, and I think it's good. I think it's a good thing. I'm glad to hear the music is standing up more than the reputation, because for the longest time I really had a problem dealing with that, like people going telling me they saw the greatest show they've ever seen in their entire life and we couldn't even stand. I'm just thinking, God, why didn't you ask for your money back? I mean, and just leave. I mean, and some of them said, well, we did, but it was still the best show I ever saw. So it's, you know, I guess it kind of, you know, it's pretty brutal, but I'm just glad we'd left a little mark in society, you know, in a musical society that's crumbling.
What is the last song you're going to share with us?
This one here is called It's a Drag. And it's about, you know, going on summer vacation with your parents. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. CNG. Mom and Dad won't whisper after 2 more B&Bs. Spend our lives in crisis just hoping to get a break. There ain't a whole lot to live for, there's nothing to take. It's a drag, they're always bitching. It's a drag when they are done. It's a drag when we're always witness. It's a drag when no one's having fun. Whoa, whoa. Whoa, whoa. Just another poor bastard born under a bloodshot moon. Drop
5 times. Just for fun.
Chip, Emily, Tommy, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us. Have a great rest of your day.
The Rock and Roll Benefit for Tools for Timkotek will take place tomorrow night at Helsinki Hudson in Hudson, New York. Visit TommyStinson.com or HelsinkiHudson.com for more information. It's TommyStinson.com or HelsinkiHudson.com. You can also call Helsinki Hudson 518-828-4800. That number again is 518-828-4800. I'm Sarah LaDuke, and you're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.